While a particular focus has been maintained on urgent referrals, challenges are arising in relation to addressing non-urgent breast cancer referrals in a timely way. Steps taken to address this situation included using locum consultants to undertake clinics, increased clinics undertaken by Galway-based consultants, and the referral of some women with their agreement to University Hospital Galway. In mid-2016, a locum surgeon was in post in Letterkenny for a period, and this had a significant impact on waiting lists. With his departure, further measures are required to address the issue. In the short term, steps are being taken to appoint a full-time locum breast surgeon as soon as possible, and Galway-based Saoithe consultants will increase their level of support to the Letterkenny service. Meanwhile, the requirements of the Letterkenny Breast Cancer Service in the medium term are being assessed. This is being done in the light of the clear evidence that patients who are operated on by surgeons who carry out higher volumes of surgery achieve better outcomes. Efforts have already been made to recruit GP support for the Letterkenny service, and these will be renewed. The appointment of an advanced nurse practitioner is also being pursued. The possibility of further cooperation with health services in Northern Ireland will also be explored in the future, building on the level of cooperation achieved in relation to the North West Cancer Centre at Altnagelvin Hospital. This centre opened in November last year, and it is providing access to radiotherapy services to people from both jurisdictions in the North West. I would emphasise that Minister Harris is very committed to providing high quality, safe healthcare to patients in Letterkenny University Hospital. A significant number of capital projects have been carried out or are planned, including a medical academy, a blood science laboratory, expansion of the recovery unit, and renovations to provide accommodation for pharmacy, a respiratory lab, and a cardiac investigations facility. And in conclusion, I wish to assure Senator McLaughlin that Minister Harris is committed to the continued provision of high quality, timely services for patients attending breast cancer services in Letterkenny University Hospital.
Thank you, Minister. Senator.
I would say this. I have to say that Minister Harris should be here today, considering his failure to be in the Dáil for the recent related topical issue raised by my colleague Deputy Pierce Doherty. I just want to clarify, it says here steps are being taken to appoint a full-time locum consultant breast surgeon. Now, locum in my dictionary is a replacement. It isn't a full-time second position working in tandem with the single-handed consultant that's there right now, who's under ferocious pressure. Everybody knows this for 2 years. Now, here's the concern of people in Donegal. We welcome the Northwest Cancer Centre that's opened in Derry. We welcome looking at Derry, Tyrone and Donegal, the critical mass of population, to ensure that people don't have to travel from Donegal to Galway or Donegal to Dublin, as they have for years. It's inhumane, it's indecent, it's wrong what we have forced on people in Donegal. So what we want to know is that will there be a second full-time consultant breast surgeon, not a locum, a full-time, because that's what was promised to us in the mouth of an election in January last year, a statement here, Minister Joe McHugh, Minister Leo Varadkar, that's what was promised to our people. It was welcomed by the cancer campaign groups. And we have sat and waited for this. And in the last week, myself and Deputy Pierce Doherty have been advised by the cancer campaign groups and by senior people within the hospital that this has been blocked, this position has been blocked. So what I want confirmed is this a second consultant surgeon, not a locum, but a second consultant surgeon working on the numbers of patients? I said 3,000 patients who have been dealt with by the current team there every year, hundreds and hundreds on a growing waiting list. So what we need assurance is, will there be two consultants, breast surgeons, Letterkenny Hospital, not locums, not drop-in and out arrangements, two, so it can be a standalone service, working in partnership now in terms of the chemotherapy that we need to strengthen at Letterkenny and in terms of the radiotherapy services in Letterkenny. What we want essentially in Donegal and the North West, we want to ensure that cancer patients from diagnostics right through to radiotherapy can be treated within their region, that do not no longer have to travel. We want equality of cancer care, equality of access for our cancer patients in Donegal. So I need an assurance today that is happening. that is on the way. Not locums, not replacements, not part-time drop-ins, that we have a quality of access for our patients in Donegal. That's the commitment I need. I wish the Minister for Health, who is responsible directly for this, was here, but I would ask you, Minister, to try and give me that assurance or get him to contact my office as soon as possible to give that assurance.
Thank you, Senator. Minister, okay,
well,
you want to
as you know, the letters of the Kenny service has been run by a single consultant, and in 2016, a locum surgeon post was in position there to address the waiting lists. Now, I have been advised that the steps being taken in the short term are to appoint a full-time locum consultant breast surgeon as soon as possible, and that the Galway-based Saolta consultants will increase their level of support to the Letterkenny service. But I do appreciate the clarity that you require, and I'll endeavour to get that for you. And can I also convey Minister Harris's apologies for not being here himself? He was unavoidably engaged elsewhere.